I just want to say that this piece is part of a long project called The Reinvention of Truth, and I consider every part of it, including this piece, poetry. Given my incomplete access to Cuthbert's manuscript, I don't understand the formula well enough to use it with full confidence. However, Cuthbert does go on to say that the application of the formula amounts to computer-assisted trial and error in order to arrive at the value of n, which comes closest to solving the equation, i.e., the value that comes closest to making the left side of the equation zero. This is something I can try. I'll start by working only on the left, the zero side of the equation. Let, empty parentheses, equal formula. Everything that follows can be read as contained in those empty parentheses above. After, and now parenthesis, after leaving Rome, I stayed in a small apartment in Venice, where I found myself writing this. The truth of the empire is not in the empire, which is full of lies, but radiates toward its terminus in the confrontation with the object of its lust, the dreaded other. Is this true, or does it just sound true? It certainly sounds familiar. Beware of phantom eloquence. The truth of the empire is everywhere in the empire, but not evident to those who live in it. It must be exported to become visible. This is unfortunately an unusable truth, approaching truism. No need to remember it. CD, mnemonic devices below. The incomprehensibility of what has been repressed, oppressed, conquered, occupied, annexed, but never absorbed is unrecognizable and thus always perfectly understood. There's a lot more of this in the Venice notebook. How much of it comes from being in Venice? How much from having seen the British Raj over and over on Masterpiece Theater? How much from reading Invisible Cities too many times? How much from experiencing the ruthlessness of America day in, day out, as an increasingly numbing wound, or seeing it from the eyes of non-Americans again, now, when it's escalated so astonishingly? But how can it be so astonishing? What is the loss that makes this seem so new? The loss of energy to act comes from the loss of a sense of what to do, the loss of certainty, not bad, without an equally compelling strategy for fighting the misery of injustice. Is this the loss of Ruth, the loss of a form of life that connected Ruth with the noticing of certain sensations? This, and possibly more, not apparent at this time, more missing pieces, more unassigned values of X. Or is it about loss? Might it not be about something that has not yet come into existence? The province of poetry, according to Diotima. What's needed to determine the location of X? Avant-garde poetry? Ethical philosophy, random linguistic mutation? C, meanwhile. Meanwhile, I'm experiencing computer-generated trial and error on my email screen in Rome, Geneva, Venice, and Frankfurt as I travel, working in ways I can't at home. The spam that gets past my blocker is doing so via random language generators. I've given up on frustration. I'm starting to enjoy it, partly because the randomized words are programmed to disappear shortly after the body of a message is opened. That function lends it aesthetic properties I value. The improbable glimpse, the fluid ephemeral, surprise in the midst of infernally closed systems, etc. It's engaging me, just as I've argued avant-garde art should. activating the making of meaning despite better judgment. Here are some samples from a single morning, barely captured before they morph into ads for gold watches, stock funds, and sexual apparatus. Nickels. He had nearly nickels. Gedanken, bully boy, for digress, polymorphic conveyance, adhere, April composition, cane exponential, tinge equipping, different, dilatory, tot bloom, Christie condense, eradicate, Chippendale plot. Frightful, carrot, Grimaldi, made, disemboweled, gains, lymph, coast, duopolist, innumerable, Nicosia, decorticate, circumvent, indefinable, monarchic, lift, sarcoma, frederiction, micron, irrecoverable, collusion, rectifier. Activism, buzzy, dreadful, banshee, counter-argument, lever, Chippendale, fragrant, Schiller, isotope, sociable, puffy, polariscope, clothesman, alpine, contestant, creepy Yates, Selena, Brookline, Kick Baudelaire, Balboa, Palm, Mercury, Compliment, Bindweed, Masonic, Coliform, Diaphanous, Victoria, Estes, Cinematic, Macroscopic, Transfused, Chipboard, all straight off the screen. There is, for the moment, a limitless supply of this. It's difficult to select from the wealth of breathy transgression. One disposable arabesque after another caught afloat in the caveman Eulerian aorta of the WWW. It has it all, high-low references, wit, undercurrents of anger and critique, stunning economy, no unnecessary grammatical scaffolds, no traffic directing articles, pronouns, prepositions, gerunds, verbs. Under a peculiar surface tension, it teems with implications, even in its pyramid cadet asceticism. It almost seems to make the contemporary avant-garde poet redundant. These disassociative associative logics come from sources that exceed any single neural network while engaging each and any. I'm led to rethink the role of poetry in a socio-politically troubled society, in a world full of catastrophe and despair. Did it really ever seem to be the cure? If language contains only those things some we or another cares to notice, distinctions some we or another cares to make, its truth is the truth of that fact alone. Since Ruth has become regrettably less noticeable in our culture, all the mnemonics I've tried above, which I have spared you, turn out to be indistinguishable from slogans. Slogans attempt the impossible to create the context with the exhortation. So here are some mnemonics for Ruth. Ragged urchins trust hate. Reality upstages tiptoeing honeysuckers. Real understanding triggers hope. Relishing understanding trumps Hitler. Realistic undertakings trump Hegel, Heidegger, Husserl, etc. Rapacity urges treacherous handshakes. Rescuing underclasses tackles hopelessness. Am I trying to catapult myself back into faith in strange poetries? Mid this or some other this, message from new hire in language and thinking program appears on screen. I'm sorry I can't come to your meeting on the 17th. I've got to drive the dog and the orchids cross country. This can't end here, but for the moment does. As the liar of the paradox said, Look here and see where truth lies. Thank you.